Let's let Rafina figure out what she's doing with that thing first to see if that's going to work.
Mount it? Is that a lunchbox?
That might work if you guys turn towards it.
Hello, hello, hello.
That actually, she sounds okay, but I don't know if Alex is going to sound okay.
Speak.
Hello.
He's there, but
he's not there.
He's audible.
Can you just speak at the normal volume of a normal human, please? Can I tell you that every time we're at a restaurant, I can predict that he is going to say his order to the waitress like this, and the waitress will say, "Oh, excuse me?" Every time. Every single time.
Every time we're in a restaurant,
he's so quiet.
I'll say something inappropriate way too loudly.
That's true.
Really?
Yep.
Guys, you guys are like yin yang. Because he says the appropriate thing way too quietly.
You only assume that. I mean, he's mumbly. He might be saying, like, "I'll have the grilled cheese, you fucking slut."
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Well, episode 19 is the only place to start. I mean, anyway.
Is that when you start?
I think so, yeah.
She thinks so.
Well, all right, seriously.
We're
going
to try this.
I don't know if you guys know.
So what, you guys are going to record together?
Yeah, we're going to try it. Okay. Can you tell us what you think?
Is there an impetus for this?
Coziness? I don't know.
Keep your clothes on.
Things are getting kind of serious over there, I guess, then, huh?
The steam will open my nasal passages.
You!
He has a steam valve in his pants.
He is a robot.
Is that what they call it now?
Steam valve.
So wait, are you going to plug your headphones into here too then?
Whoa, the euphemisms are flying.
Are you going to plug in your headphones or are we just going to...
Yeah, I don't understand how this is supposed to work.
He's very resentful that I'm making him get his headphones.
He wanted to play and not be listening. He's like, this is my way out of it!
What the hell was that?
That was Alex exhaling.
Wow.
That guy's a badass, by the way. He went to Taekwondo.
Yeah.
In the middle of a blizzard.
Yep.
I think that's called dumb.
Potato, potato.
Just kind of go
dumb. Dumbato, dumbato.
Clamato.
When it's dumb and badass at the same time. Clamato juice.
All right, everybody, be serious.
It's time to do our very serious podcast. Ooh, I need to turn. See, I no wonder.
What?
That's my why they. That's
it
my.
Wait, no,
that's
it.
Might be why it's quiet. Our volume was down. What accent is that?
Guys, that's not me. That's Katie talking again. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Let me close this popcorn bag.
This fucking bag. It's the noisiest bag in the world. If she eats that popcorn, we can't watch TV. It's impossible.
It's true. I have to, like, pour it into something, because otherwise it's very loud.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. I'm worried that David Cross is going to stop listening now that the party has left the Amber Tamblyn behind. Though, I suppose that its name had actually changed to the Clamber Tamblyn, so yes. Maybe he has already bailed.
Yep.
I guess now we have to find a different landmark that we can misname as the Naomi Odenkirk. Get it?
Is that Bob Odenkirk?
As in Bob Odenkirk's wife?
I didn't know he was married to somebody named Naomi.
As in Mr. Show? As in with Bob and David? As in Bob Odenkirk and David Cross? As in the HBO series that ran from 1995 to 1998? as in with recurring guests such as Jack Black, Marilyn Rice Cub, and Sarah Silverman, as in this joke has gone on long enough that Katie is actively mad at me, as in she's commented on this kind of joke multiple times, especially in my pre-written recaps, as in she hates them, as in I'll be very surprised if I'm still talking right now. Pause while I get kicked in the teeth.
I'm laughing.
We don't usually pause for that stuff. We just edit it out later.
We just edit out all of the punch sounds. They're very cartoonish sounding.
And then
sounding.
Just cuts back. So, the gang, pass out in your car.
Aw, no.
No. That happens after we record. So I have a whole week to recover.
You have a whole week to get the new dentures fitted.
She's a professional.
Oh my god.
Katie wouldn't sacrifice audio quality. So
I thought you were gonna say that I'm a professional thug.
Oh, okay.
Like, and I was like, hey, that kind of fits with my character. Except that's
blanket party.
Yeah. What's that?
It's from prison. Where you wrap someone in a blanket and you beat them up so it reduces the
I knew that. Just kidding. I am very aware of all the terms.
They do that in prison? That's like a boarding school thing. I think in prison they just shank you.
I think that's the same thing.
Prison and boarding school.
Apologizes to all of our boarding school listeners out there.
I can't tell. None of us went to boarding school.
I hope we didn't.
Wasn't that terms like apologizes?
Apologizes.
We all went to prison.
So, the gang passed out in the carriage as it carried them out of the mountains and back into the valley proper. They didn't set a watch, so who knows what may have happened while they slept.
We did too.
We even talked about it. Can I please say to the listeners, this is Rafina. Don't worry. I know it doesn't sound like me, but this is me. I didn't hire someone to be me tonight. I'm cold. Okay. I know I sound like death warmed over.
Yeah, we have to come up with a good in-game excuse.
What the fires in Vallaki. Yeah. The smoke inhalation.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
The Twig Tea is finally catching up with her.
The church has a very bad mold problem. She got a good huff of
spores. And it's on fire.
Yeah. Fire mold is everywhere. Oh, sorry. Are you going? Are you waiting?
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know.
Once they woke up, Will kept one foot out the door while they all spilled out their magic items onto the floor of the carriage in a big heap. And began sorting through them. Yeah. It's a wonder mayonnaise didn't end up coating everything. Eventually, they rolled through the gates of Vallaki to a huge clusterfluck. Fires burning everywhere, the streets deserted, wolves prowling the alleyways. Yeska was found hiding out in the church, clutching the orb given to him by Will, somehow infused with actual magical power.
Oh my god, you guys, I'm so much more powerful than I even knew. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's the explanation.
The party decided to seek out Blinsky, and they found him holed up in his toy shop. He drew them inside, where they're sure to get a healthy doses of answers, as well as whimsy. Blank is super excited.
Blank. Oh, yeah, Blank.
The end.
He doesn't even have anything to say. Just heavy sigh.
Heavy sigh.
That's it. Ah. That was my heavy sigh. That's how I sigh.
It's just... Will's heavy sigh. Come in. He's rushing you inside and he closes the door behind you. His shop is dim. The curtains are drawn. He's trying to make it seem as if it's unoccupied. He seems like he's definitely hiding out here from whatever's going on in the town. I did not expect to see you here back in Vallaki. I did not know where you had gone, or maybe I did know, but it's been a very long time. Anyway, come, into the back room. I do not want anyone to overhear us.
NT1. Goodbye, Z's. That's what Lank says. He just, goodbye, Z's.
Goodbye, Z's.
Apologies.
It's a many Jesuses. Apologies. It's kind of like polytheism.
Apologies. Now I forgot what you said.
Apologies.
He's taking us to the back room.
Into the back room.
Okay.
Another euphemism.
Are you having an episode where you're going to kill us?
Are you talking to Blinsky? Or to Eric?
Oh, yeah, an episode.
Yes, on both counts.
Oh, no.
Really?
I don't know. He bustles into the back room.
Well, she's asking you a question.
Oh, no, I not kill you. You're my friends.
Okay.
But someone else might, so come.
I don't know how.
Bathwack, you go first.
Fine.
I'm going to drag the boy in. I think he's next to me, right? I think
you're going to drag him?
I'm going to make sure, you know.
He's like walking next to you.
No, you want to lie.
Scruff him by the neck.
It's because I'm a mom, and that's literally what I have to do with my kids sometimes.
He's like, already halfway through the doorway on his own. You grab him and force him through. Like, come on. Stop dawdling.
In Katie's mind, he's on his Kindle out in the street.
Yes, exactly.
Playing Angry Birds
right,
or something.
Exactly. It's like you're like, come on. Just drag him. There you go.
Why haven't you brushed your teeth yet? It's been 20 minutes. You're just standing there naked holding a toothbrush.
Yep. So true.
So true.
All right.
All of them, all three boys, naked, holding a toothbrush.
Mostly the one.
The same toothbrush?
Holding one. They're just standing there all together holding a toothbrush.
Some sort of weird ritual.
Oh, God. We shouldn't have confessed our weird bedtime rituals. So bizarre. We have to do it, too. We have to stand naked and hold a toothbrush before bed.
Yep. Separately from them. Just you and me.
I know what to get you guys for Christmas.
What?
I'm not sure what.
More toothbrushes.
No, ritual.
That would be the solution to the problem. You heard that whole scenario, and the problem you identified was not enough toothbrushes.
What can we do with more toothbrushes with our bedtime ritual?
Oh, God, no.
What can we do?
I'm not a part of this joke
anymore.
Lay them
out in some sort of pattern on the ground, you fucking disgusting freak. It could be in the shape of a penis.
With bristles.
Merry Christmas. We got a bristly penis.
That sounds like it's so funny that was said by him because he was the one that said, "Is this some kind of toothbrush?" When we saw the dildo.
Oh yeah,
that is true. Bring it in full circle.
In the winery, right?
In the winery.
It's like, yep. You see a bunch of dildos. It's some kind of toothbrush. I'm sorry, that was one of my favorite Bathwack moments, so it's
that's
tough.
Whack.
That's whack. That's totally whack.
That's whack.
Ooh. Anyway, so you all, except maybe Lank, because he's probably still outside. He's jumped into a fire, is my guess, at this point.
I know, yeah. Rather than talk to Blinsky.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you're all back in the back room, and it is very crowded, because there's Blinsky. There's the party, so Will, Bathwack, Lank, Rafina, there's Nick, there's Esmeralda, and there's Yeska.
What?
All crammed into this room.
Can I put Rafina and Lank and Yeska on a shelf?
You're gonna
somewhere?
Stack them?
Shelf.
Inside the dollhouse.
Yeah. They're little doll figurines.
Yes,
perfect.
You can.
Perfect, yes.
All right.
And then start playing, find my childhood. Cozy.
You guys enter the dollhouse that Blinsky has created, and it is a nightmare of horrors. You all immediately go insane.
Oh no. Okay, what's going on, Blinsky?
I am so glad to see you. Valaki is a nightmare. It is terrible. Ever since you left, it has been the worst place.
Okay,
we're back now.
Yeah, we're back. Everything's solved.
You can fix. I do not know. It is very bad.
Right. It's not solved. I was being sarcastic.
No, well, I know that it is not solved. I understand humor. You see the toys that I make. I get jokes. I get funny things. But I'm hopeful that you maybe can do something. You've done so many great things. You saved me from whatever evil force was possessing me. Someone smacked me on the head.
Yeah, whatever force that was. Who even knows? I have no idea.
Tell us more, Blinsky, about...
Well, yeah, exact things. What can we do?
Exact things. Well, so you all leave, right? And, I mean, you...
Okay, says Lankin leaves.
Agreed.
You all leave, and the town, it got to shit. It's very shittish.
Right.
Language. We have children present.
That's true.
Hmm? Oh! You run a toy shop. How could you be so careless?
Yeah, distract him with something. Give him something. Will takes something off the shelf and hands it to him.
What's give him first? A Kindle.
I roll for what? Yeah, give him a Kindle. Is there a Kindle on the shelf?
It's wooden, but yes.
What you give it? Him a Kindle, he turns it on, and it's just Goatsy.
Oh, no! What? It's Blinsky, you're the worst!
Don't get.
I didn't get that joke.
Oh, no.
It's terribly, terribly, terribly inappropriate for a child and for an adult.
Yeah, it's just inappropriate for
it's
anyone.
It's not Goat Simulator?
Nope.
No. I hope not. My kid plays that.
You can look it up later.
Yeah,
or not.
Just Google Goatsy.
Goat not on a word.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Goat okay, never mind. With the letters S and E at the end.
We need to, our poor listeners, if any of them
nobody
are...
else Google it. Just yeah, Abby.
Especially not at work.
Only Abby.
This is from like 15 years ago.
Yeah,
I feel
it
like
might
it's
be gone.
So old.
No, it's definitely not gone.
Eric, I was going to say, he checks every day.
He says, looking away from his iPhone.
Look, I would realize if my homepage were suddenly gone. Like, I would be aware.
Oh my god!
I wonder how
I
many people.
It's not gone.
I wonder how many people in the world have that as their homepage. I bet you it's a non-zero number.
Yeah, I bet somebody does. I bet somebody does. You're probably right.
Abby still has no idea what we're talking
no,
about.
She doesn't.
She's the lucky one.
Abby, I can't.
Leave us a comment if that happens to be your homepage.
Yes. Oh no! Leave us a 5-star review.
I'm saying
everybody.
This is my homepage. Oh my god. Oh, somebody's... Come on, listeners. Somebody's gonna have that as their homepage. This is
what
a
you should do to
episode.
Support us is make it your homepage. That's a sign
send
of
us
a true...
screenshot.
Then you know you're a real fan.
Pork Fried Dice fan.
Please don't. Please don't.
Abby doesn't even know what we're talking about.
I know.
I'm trepidatious.
Yeah. You should be. You are the lucky one in the room.
I will save just for Abby's sake. It's not like gory or anything. It's just very, very
disgusting.
Gross.
I
mean,
don't think
it's
you
like,
can possibly even imagine what it is.
I'm just gonna tell her. I'm just gonna tell
don't
her
tell
so
me.
She doesn't have to. No. It's
my
not,
virgin ears.
It's literally just somebody holding their butthole open. Just
wait.
With their hands.
It doesn't involve a goat.
Oh, no.
I hope not.
Nope.
It's not something you can easily get back out of your
it's
mind.
Very yeah. anatomical.
It might, it's not a,
it's like a impossible. Butthole the size of a can. Like, it's like, I'm serious. It's very...
Not funny. A tomato paste can, either. Like a soda can.
Yeah. Do we know anything like a... about... Okay, never mind. This... Should we start the show now?
There's a...
Should we... This is the conversation we're having with Blinsky.
Oh, you've seen my early addition to the internet. I'm glad.
Oh, no.
This is why Lank doesn't like him.
He recognized him immediately.
Yeah, I know. He knew the whole time. He was just like, you guys don't even know. This is why I hate him. Oh, my
how
God.
We know
my
it's about, why is there a goat? Is it supposed to be pronounced Goatsy?
Goatsy?
I don't know.
No, it gets into some slang.
Okay, never mind.
Terminology.
Oh, Greg knows more than everyone.
It's a new podcast.
It is his homepage.
No, if it was, you would already have a 5-star comment.
he's the webmaster for the site. That's what got him his new job.
No. Oh, my God.
Hi, Blinsky.
Hello!
Yeah!
Let's see your butthole.
No! Let's,
Are you all done talking amongst yourselves?
Let's
why
see
are
your
you,
butthole!
Why are you huddled around that gateway computer? Please shut down Windows 95 and turn your attention back to me!
Oh my god! I hand the child a toy that is not a Kindle with Goatsy on it.
Too late. It's canon.
Oh no! Then I wasn't the one who did it. It was
that's
going to
be someone's shitty art request.
No! Oh my god! No!
That's like that don't take that term very literally.
Oh, no.
Now you've suggested it.
Oh, okay. That's too funny. All right.
Wow, I can't believe we've accomplished this much, guys. We've walked into another room. Oh, wow.
That's unprecedented.
So, am I supposed to continue? I guess I'm in charge and have to keep people on track.
I am asking you as a DM to come up with a toy.
You're right about at the point where everything's gone to shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Oh, right. Thank
shittish.
You. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, it is a bit shittish. All right. So you hand Yeska a toy set. It's kind of like Tinker Toys, except they're like fingers. What is it? A chopped off fingers?
Yep.
Just like fingers. Like they're made
and
of
they're
wood.
Bent,
but
right?
They're carved fingers. No, they're straight.
I
and
was
then
thinking
you...
Lincoln Logs. Sorry.
Oh. No.
Oh yeah.
No Tinker Toys. With the sticks, with the hubs, like the wheels with the holes in them that you.
Oh yeah.
But the hubs are skulls, and the sticks are fingers.
Okay. Oh.
Oh.
Stick finger. Why would I grab that? I throw it on the ground. I grab something else.
Fuck you.
And then I'm gonna look
you
at
goddamn
you.
How piece
many more
of
toys?
Shit. You hand him a Kindle and it has Tub Girl on it.
Oh no! Stop!
That's your fault.
This is terrible.
Okay, good.
Guys, just don't listen to my husband. Let's just pretend that he's on mute right now. Oh my god.
That's your fault.
Why do we know these things too? I mean, I feel like it's really famous, probably. It is.
Greg, tell us the etymology of the slang behind Tub Girl.
Is there a goat?
He's texting his friend Isaac Childers right now to try to get the true answer.
I can send you links to Urban Dictionary.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'm not going to.
Don't send me anything!
Okay.
So Beth likes putting the Tinker Toys together.
He's playing with the kid. Yeah. Aww.
So you okay? So yes, you all leave Valaki. You go off traipsing off with Arena. We can touch on that later, I suppose.
We'll
I do not see Arena. I do see this
She's
other
awake
lady.
Now. Move
this
on.
Yeah.
This is not the Arena. I'm assuming it's a different looking lady, at least.
Yeah.
Gesturing to Esmeralda.
Yep.
Also, you. Travel off with a lady who thinks she a cat. I do not see her.
Oh, shh.
That's sore subject.
Yeah.
For me, it's literally a sore subject because I was flattened when that cat was killed.
Ooh, that sounds painful. But I guess it does not sound sore subject with Arena, so 50-50, not too bad.
Well, I think we would all prefer that she still be here since she could, like, set Strahd on fire, but...
But...
And also it happened, like, an entire half an hour before the cat happened, so we forgot.
23 minutes.
Anyway, so... yes, so you all leave Valaki, and... Things normal, I start to work... I start to work on your plan... You tell me to make toys that subvert the Baron's image and influence in the town.
Yes, I did.
Sort of mocking, satirical pieces. So I start to work on that, but things start to go downhill very quick.
Great.
There is sort of this talk of this character who, to me, I have not seen this person, but it sounds like they at least take on the image of the people that you say... I was with the people with the robes.
Oh, somebody in a robe is...
Yeah, like the cult people, I think you say. Mm. I think that is the word. I say that like English is not my normal language. I'm pretty sure it is. I think this is just the accent I use with the voice, the language I am speaking. Anyway, so, yes, I hear tales of this person sort of stirring things up, and you not believe it, but people say the Baron... Is here, but he looked like dead. He looked like a zombie person.
Oh no! Damn
what?
It!
There are zombies and dungeons and dragons.
Somebody
what?
Resurrected the Baron.
Yep.
And the toilet dogs, probably.
Oh my god! The toilet dogs! Yes!
Oh, but they went
wow, that one
for
took
burial.
A few seconds to land. Everyone's like, yeah, yeah, the toilet dogs, whatever. It's like,
I could not figure it out.
I hear the outhouse is flushing.
Yep. wait a second. So the Baron, you've seen the Baron.
I have not. I have mostly been here because I'm
scared. Oh, so you've heard rumors. So this could just be rumors.
It could be, but there are lots of bad things going on. So apparently what I gather is this hooded figure, or maybe the zombie Baron, I do not know, but they're stirring up. There are riots, there are people rampaging through the streets and looting, there are killings, they tear down the gates, some sections of walls are down.
Oh, God.
I do not know. A lot of the people not involved, they leave, they flee, they run to, maybe Kresk, maybe Barovia, the village, I do not know.
Oh, great, that's a good place to flee.
It sounds better than here. There's even people talking. They say they're a big tiger in the streets.
Oh, no.
Oh,
big sharp teeth.
We actually haven't seen that yet, have we?
No, we have not seen him yet, or her.
But it's been wildly anticipated, so...
Yeah. Wait, so how many people would you suspect are still in their homes? Just you and this kid? Is it coincidental?
I'm sure there are plenty of people... too scared to go anywhere. I do not know.
Have you not been out? When's the last time you were out?
Well, at this point, it was... let me pause dramatically while the DM tried to calculate how many days you are actually gone.
That's okay. A week? I don't know.
How long has it been? It's been a little while.
It's been
a little while. I'm not sure. The days kind of blend together. I keep the curtains closed, so... I'm not exactly sure of...
Have you seen anybody outside of the curtains?
I mean, sometimes I hear people yelling and screaming and bad things and charging by. You hear screams and cries. It's all very bad. I am just a simple toy maker, so I...
Did anyone get eaten?
Eaten? By... Like,
by the zombie guy.
Maybe. I mean, there's... I'm sure there are...
Don't guess, Blinsky.
I will guess yes. Thank you for forcing me to commit. Sometimes I'm very indecisive. It is good to sometimes just pick something and go with it.
So who...
That's how you get things done. Otherwise, you just muddle around in indecisiveness.
Talking about Goatsy for 20 minutes.
What are you referring to? What is this Goatsy?
Oh, God. All right. So, if you've heard all these rumors, who have you heard them from?
I hear people, like, talking out in the streets and screaming, Tiger! Tiger! And whatnot.
Burning bright!
Before, I mean, in the early...
They're yelling poetry.
Yep. He just doesn't understand. It's just a poetry jam outside. No idea. It's on fire! Do it, burning bright! I don't know what to do. It's terrible here.
In the Blinsky of the night.
In the early times, I mean, I've been trying to drum up business. I mean, you trust your money in me, Will, and I want to do a good job to
this
promote.
This town is dead, Blinsky.
Yes, I know. I want to give you back your money. He pulls out a sack of coins. I'd not be able to do anything. There's no way for me to. I mean, I do make some of these. I design something along the lines of what you're discussing. If you want to see. I'm very proud of it, but there's not much market for it here now.
Well, the economy is dead here. We might as well move along.
I know, right? Like, Will's, like, in turn to everybody, because, like, that's the thing. Like, what the heck do we do? Because, so, the reality...
I think we... Oh, Rufina holds up her hand.
Oh, yes! Rufina! Go ahead!
I think we need to find Rick Tavio.
Hmm.
Oh, I not see him. I've not heard.
You're typically very little help.
But he is my friend. He often check in with me. I have
really?
Not. Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right. Piccolo. Oh, Piccolo.
Yes, I do not know where Piccolo is either.
Oh no.
Well, I thought he was DEAD.
No, I remember that was like one of the things that somebody mentioned Piccolo, and then Blinsky like ran off like, oh no, Piccolo, I haven't seen him in, like it was after he was being controlled by whatever, so he had no idea where Piccolo is. So that's part of the thing that we need to find is Piccolo, not that Will says that out loud. I'm just lining up the things that we should do in Velocity.
Making a checklist.
So I feel like Will, this is like the one thing he thought he had some semblance of control over, Valaki, and he knows cities, so I feel like this is bothering him, but he's also not like, okay, no, he's totally going to commit to this, because he's like, inside, he's not going to say this out loud, but inside he's like, what the fuck else do we do? Go to Ravenloft? N-O is what Will says to that. That is not a plan. We are going to take back Valaki. We're going to do it, guys. We don't need to go to Ravenloft. We don't need to go and visit Strahd. We obviously need to help these people in need. That is clearly our destiny as agents of the Morning Lord. And if you don't accept my help, if you don't offer your help, fuck. If you don't offer your help to this cause, you're clearly not heroes. And he looks around. Because, like, seriously, that's what he says.
As he takes his money back from Blinsky.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't take that money. Because Will, the other thing is that Will is interested. I mean, like, cities are his thing. He really was like, I'll invest in this city because I'm going to own this whole freaking valley. Might as well invest in this business of Blinsky's. So.
Do we have any other way of contacting I wanted to say Riccolo, but his name is not that. His name is Rictavia.
Rudolph Van Richten, legendary vampire legendary. Hunter.
Legendary.
That second half is in quotes.
Well, what if we use, have you seen anyone on the streets? Like, you know, people who live on the streets.
People on the streets.
Have you seen any of them?
That was the original title of the song, People on Streets.
Oh, really?
Bowie showed up and was like, listen, guys, here's what we're going to do. And they were just like, oh.
Yeah, of course he did. Because
they loved him.
Yeah.
And he loved them. Okay. All right, let's continue.
People on the streets. Okay.
You hear people singing that as they go by, so that's the only part of the song you hear.
Yep. That's how you know who they are.
Yeah.
The people on the streets.
I'm just trying to think, like, of a way to, if other people might know things, there'd be people
on the streets.
On the streets. You know.
People, well, you guys didn't see anybody coming in, really.
Well, they're good at hiding in nooks and crannies. That's what these people on the streets.
Cracks and crevices.
You know, that's what they're good at. They're the unseen of every city and town, Will says, as he sits down and gives a lecture on the unseen people in every city and town.
Right. So are you asking me a question? Who are you talking to?
I was just wondering if you've seen anybody like that out there. Like Galdar, but I don't think you know Galdar's name. I don't know if you know Galdar. Mm. I saw your grimace. I saw Eric's grimace right there. He's like, I don't know if they ever met.
I don't know Gal.
Yeah.
Galdor? Yep. Sure. Goldar?
Noonie? No. I mean, he can give him a description, and then if he doesn't know, then...
I do not know. Mm. It does not sound like a customer
of
mine.
All right, so what is the plan here?
I mean, people say that this the tales that I have heard said this person was sort of operating out of the ruins of Lady Fiona Wachter's house. But I don't...
Oh, let's go there!
I don't know if that's just something they make up, because they... talk about these robed figures. I do not know. But, I mean, I guess probably not, because I don't think they advertise their base of operations. So,
Maybe I should...
If there's danger... Yes?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go.
I was just going to say, as Rafina, because we both have a wonky voice today, that we should go to where the danger is. Because we are fully rested, right?
All right, so you all get in the carriage.
No!
And the carriage takes you to the Ravenloft.
Well, I mean, right, but maybe I should have Bernard go first. I can transform him into, like, a rat or something that wouldn't be noticeable in a city.
Yeah, well, he can go, and then we can follow along.
Right, yeah.
So that we're close by if we need to leap into action.
Right.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I didn't feel too unsafe walking around the town. I mean, everything's on fire.
And there are wolves.
It's pretty normal.
Yeah. And you have such a reliable sense, given your reaction in the Amber Tamlin.
Clamber Tamlin.
The Clamber Tamlin. You thought was perfectly good.
Hmm.
Just saying.
So did you.
I guess I did, too.
Yeah, who's in charge here? I can change him to, like, a rat. I feel like that would be... It's either a rat or a raven, but we just came from the witch's place. And
what
she
about a
like
giant
ravens.
Spider?
I yeah. like the giant spider.
Or
giant
a wolf.
Spider is... Oh, wait! Oh, wait, no, he can't a wolf. Be a he's wolf. A dog. Yeah, he's a dog. I've colored him to look like a wolf before, but...
You're out of dye.
I'm out of dye. No, prestidigitation.
Oh, magic dye.
I had to write down the Bernard
That's
thing.
Why Will doesn't have any gray hairs, guys.
Magic dye.
Prestidigitation.
He has a gray hair. Actually, he has that one shock of gray hair, or what's white hair, but he also has gray hair, too. Premature gray hair. All right, let's see here.
Prestidigitation. That's why it always looks like he has a huge boner. I don't know what that means.
What?
Prestidigitation. I'm just trying to think of things he might do to make himself look more impressive.
It's so sad that we didn't find the dark gift in the temple that had as a side effect.
It's
like your strength is now 30. And
if it lasts for more than 4 hours, call your
doctor. I am the star of it lasts more than 4 hours. That's what I was about to say.
Some people call me the star of call your doctor.
It's the one dark gift where the up and down side are the same thing.
Ooh. Oh, God. That's terrible. All right. So he can be a bat, a spider, a weasel, a Saint Bernard, a bear, an iguana, a calico cat, a rattlesnake, a raven, or a bullfrog. I feel like... Wait, rat. He's been a rat so many times. How is that on here? It's not even listed. Have we just been doing rat and it's not even
Wait,
on here?
You didn't say rat.
I have been a rat. He has been a rat multiple times. I'm going to write it down because now it's canon.
Yeah. Also, who cares? A rat? Fine.
Yeah, all right.
Rats and bats and rats and bats and bats and rats and woo.
It's basically a bat that doesn't fly.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, you cut off. Every time
bat.
You summoned
oh,
him,
no!
You summoned a bat
and then I'm
cut
like,
off his
look
arms.
At these wings on this rat. Ew, I cut them off. That's terrible.
He's a some strangely immobile rat.
So sad.
He should be a bat this time, though, because I feel like a zombie would be least likely to get a bat.
That's true. He could be flitting around. All right, I'll change him into a bat. All right, so I sit there for 10 minutes, and I change him into a bat. All
right. That's his...
I forgot about Eric's bat.
How could you forget?
Make him a spider.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Bathwack has built a rather skeletal version of Strahd out of these Tinker Toys.
What?! Whoa. Weirdo!
Whoa,
I wanted
that
puppet from Blinsky.
You, well, I make you, I make you new puppet. Then you guys have make some requests. I mean, I have some downtime.
Oh,
I make things for you.
Oh,
let me. And he starts rummaging around. And the.
Oh, sorry, I was just enjoying the Tinker Toys.
Oh, don't apologize. This is beautiful.
Lucina kicks it over with her foot.
Oh no! This could have been inspiration.
I'm still mad about my cat.
Oh. Oh yeah, You say sore subject, yes, I... Anyway, hold... Here, first... And he pulls out a new marionette in the visage of Strahd, as per your request.
Ooh.
There, that's whack.
That's whack.
Here, and look, since I...
thank you.
You're welcome, and I make it special for you. The original one, the controls, were not... They were designed for someone with, different number of digits. So this one,
yeah.
Not normal, not better amount, just different.
More or less, you know, it's different.
He's digitally challenged, we know.
Yeah.
No, so this is designed more for someone of your capability, your hands, your dragonborn claws, which are nothing like human hands.
Oh, thank you.
So yes, and I hopefully no one burns it up.
Oh, I was sort of beaming for a moment, and now my face sort of straightened out, and I'm looking over.
But the good news is,
I
make it inflammable. Oh, wait, that means flammable.
It does.
That's Lank's one contribution.
Bathwack doesn't actually know that, so he's quite happy.
Orfina rattles her box of matches. Threateningly.
No, I make it flame retardant. So these certain things maybe will, you know, it maybe will stand up better to these kinds of things.
We don't have Arena anymore, so I think we're probably safe.
I do not think Arena was the one that burned up the puppet.
It was me, wasn't it?
It was definitely Will.
I remember I blamed it on Rafina, though. I think I was like, it wasn't.
Wait, didn't I have it stuck to my hand? What happened?
Yeah, you did have it stuck to your hand. And then, like, we had to do this whole thing because...
You were distracting the guards.
Right,
in the square.
Distracting the guards.
While Blank and That's Whack were trying to,
You gotta stop with all these different... It'll be so hard to follow eventually. Everyone.
No, it'll be... Eventually, yeah. It'll be hard to follow the real names.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. It's like how I wanted to, when our first kid was born, say the word turtle with a British accent.
He wanted to say turtle.
Turtle. Like, to see if that's how he would grow up saying that.
Do this. and he did it. Like, he would read books and always say turtle. And I was like, yeah. Eric!
And I gave up.
He stopped.
I just was laziness more than anything else.
I beat you into submission.
Yes, that's my code word for abuse is laziness.
Oh, no.
I forgot to put down the toilet seat. I was lazy.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
I was beaten. Like
30
so
seconds
can...
of this episode is actually going to make it in.
So terrible.
You have a good blooper. But yep. Blooper! That reminds me, mid-episode! What? Let's take a break, and I will remind our listeners, or remind them, or inform them, that if you follow us on YouTube, will be privy to outtakes from... our recordings.
That's so funny. You've always wanted to say that, never remembered or something?
I don't know if we have or not, but it's been a while if I haven't.
I've mentioned it on Facebook, and then somebody actually on YouTube made a comment that said, hey, why have you guys never said you have outtakes on YouTube?
Yes, we have outtakes on YouTube.
And I was like, sorry, I didn't know anyone cared.
I'm learning this right now.
You didn't know that?
I'm Googling it right
Alex
now.
Alex didn't even know.
I found it.
No, that's Goatsy! That's Goatsy! Close it! It's worse. So, yes, I give Batwick puppet. Now what? Oh, yes. And Rafina, you ask for, I don't know if you recall. I mean, it was only a few days ago, so you probably remember. But, you would ask, it was a strange request, but I kind of like it. It was in the sort of... realm of where I work, but you ask for a carrot for your bunny slippers, if you recall.
Oh, yes.
She remembers! That's good.
Thank you.
After I explicitly spell out what you ask for, you remember! It is wonderful!
It is wonderful.
So, here you go. And he rubbages around some more, and he pulls out. It's a wooden carrot, painted nicely. Orange with a little green top. And look, you can pretend to eat the carrot. And he holds it up to his mouth, and then he, with his other hand, he pulls off the top. Look, it separates into little pieces, so you can, bit by bit, sort of break it down into, like you're eating carrot, and you can make the sound crunch. And look, there's even in this part, there's a little worm that fits inside.
I knew it.
Ew.
I knew we weren't going to get away with it just being a carrot.
What? Yeah. What do you mean? It has to be fun! Also, and you say sore subject, so I hesitate to bring this up, but I make these two, and it is, he pulls out a little figurine of a cat, and he thumbs something on the back, and the face rotates between the face of a cat and a woman.
Aww.
Oh, Blinsky, that's so sweet. Thank you. It's creepy, but it will make me always think of her.
Now, Will, did you want to see the, the thing that I make of Baron? I don't know how much market. Maybe you want one?
I think Will internally is like, this village is probably done, but I'm going to see it anyway because I'm curious.
This is it's sort of like a play set that you have. So here. So I pull this out. This is I sit this down. It is a wooden carved well, like a well that you draw water out of.
Okay.
And he says, look, and he has a figurine, and it's a pretty good likeness of the Baron. Mm-hmm. It's like a little doll, basically. And but look, when I do this, and he turns it over, mm-hmm. and he puts it head first down the well. And when he does that, the pants on the figure fall, I guess, up, but down, like so up his legs, to show his butt and a tiny penis.
Wait, this isn't appropriate for children, but it's amazing.
Well, you seem to be more saying for sake of...
It's kind of like Sesame Street, Blinsky, where there are jokes for the parents, but the
Is that a street in Kresk?
Oh,
or?
Sorry, yeah, it's a bunch of street performances in Tivoli where I come from. Sesame Street.
It's canon.
That makes no sense. Where, you know, it's performances...
You don't want to get on Oscar's bad side.
It's performances where the kids can enjoy it, but if parents are forced to watch it, they can also enjoy it.
Should I carve off the penis?
No!
Or
what?
The butt?
No. Carve off the penis.
Replace the penis with something else?
Ooh, actually, sounds funny.
Like a clown face?
But there's no time, to quote Lang.
There's no time! But you get it. You put him down the well, like, and he's saying, you know, all will be well.
Oh, my God, I didn't get that. That's awesome.
All will be well. Oh,
yes, it's very subtle.
High five, Blinsky.
Wow. Well, you should write on the well, there should be just a little sign that just says all will be. Like, but, you know, different.
All will be.
All will be. But
is it too overt?
It's the all will be well.
I feel like this is more. I feel like this is more like underground.
See, Blinsky, but you think you're subtle, but look at your choice. don't try to go subtle now. You have permission. All right, whatever. You're the creative. Well, no, I'm creative.
What, you think I should carve in Baron, you stupid idiot?
No, I said the all will be well. I think it will just make people. Hey,
make it all one word, so it's as if it's his name.
Right, like the all will be. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I see that. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
The all will be well.
This is good brainstorming session, guys. I like this.
We should all open a toy shop together.
Lank, do you have anything to put in?
You want to try that one again there, champ?
Also, Lanky, I do not know if you want me to talk to you directly or not, so maybe I talk to your friends, but Lank looks scary now.
Yep, he does.
Can you make him some sunglasses? That are solid wood.
I don't think they would know what that is.
Making some wooden eyeballs.
I was going to say, I do have this marble set that is like eyeballs, and they are painted. Maybe they could be the right size if you want to kind of pop them into the gaping caverns that occupy the upper part of your face.
Definitely creepier. With the marbles than without.
We're about to go into, we're about to examine a haunted mansion, and then we're going to face the devil incarnate. So, my eyes are the least of our problems.
Wow. So badass.
I mean, you say they're the least of your problems, but I don't know if you speak for your companions on that account, because they look pretty gross.
I just take my Blinsky, handkerchief
I've
out
been,
and put it on my
I've
head.
Been patient, but don't push it.
Oh,
he's scary.
He is scary.
He gave me death stare with these eye sockets.
Right.
It's actually somewhat less impactful than before. With his scary eyes, less expressive. You could see the layers of hate he had for me, whereas now it's just this empty void. So I guess that's maybe kind of indicative of the depth of his...
Just think back on happier times, when I could fully express with my eyes how much I just loathe you.
I mean, what I was going to say before you come into my shop with these gross abscesses is that what I get for you...
Hey, his name is Batwa. I couldn't think of someone else to insult. And Lank! It's Batwa and Lank, not gross abscesses.
What I was going to offer it to you as a gift, I thought...
Hey, another slow clap from Greg to use for the sound effect.
That's fast.
That's wonderful. What I was going to say is that what I had gotten for you, Lank, I thought this to be the most appropriate gift for what I gathered from you, what really would reward you and make you feel the most happy, is nothing. What do you think?
That's so good, Blinsky.
Okay. You know, you're all right, Blinsky. Yes.
They're best friends now.
Yeah, he does like a silent little,
yes.
What is this called when you go like, fist pump. Is it a fist pump it's when like you like pull your elbow in? What is the name for that?
It's a Home Alone fist pump.
It's when you're licking the truck's honk as they drive by.
The truck's honk.
But like kind of like
change but into
side.
Your kidney.
Like, yeah, like what is that
it's
called?
Doing the trunk honk into your kidney. That's right. The official term.
The trunk kidney honk.
Punch. The kidney honk, yeah.
The kidney honk.
The kidney honk. There you go.
Submit that to Know Your Meme or whatever. We need to be the first. If you've thought of that before, please leave a 5-star review.
And a picture of you doing it.
Yes. Also, comment on our YouTube bloopers, youtube.com/porkfrieddice, about your kidney honk. That's the only way you can gain credit. Otherwise, it's ours. We'll profit.
TM.
All right. So.
Okay.
And that's what I have done.
All right. So have I transformed Bernard into a bat? While
yes.
All this was going on.
Yes.
For 40 minutes. It takes
everybody
10
was
minutes.
Crowded around the Kindle in the meantime. Bathwack is now. We'll see that and way worse so many times.
Oh, it's probably
true. Specific segments of his town devoted specifically for that kind of thing.
Probably.
Goatsy Boulevard.
Yep. No! We would never name it that. It would have to be something like the Nut House, but, you know.
There's a nice brick archway that's very suggestive that you go in through.
With little bricks on the side.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to enter it. You just can't. If you want to go down there, you've got to go through that tunnel. You have no other entrance.
Well, people like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting. Or if you don't like that
you
tunnel,
know what
you
you're
don't...
getting into.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. You can't. All right. Let's move on.
Let's Guys. All right. Quick poll just between us. Have we talked about Goatsy enough yet or not?
Where do I vote?
I think it's just the little red phone icon that you click on.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh my god. Alright, well, I want to send Bernard out the door.
Okay.
And tell him to go and look in the
Let's say you did this a little while ago.
Right, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Back.
So in the meantime...
Yes, while we
over the past
around.
4 hours...
Right.
Bernard, Batnard.
Batnard.
Yep. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Batnard. Has been flitting around the town towards...
Lady
Wachter's house. And,
Can I tell him also to keep an eye out for Galdar?
Mm-hmm. You certainly can. So... He comes back, and he reports that, yes, it's basically a pile of rubble, but it looks like kind of where the stairs had been into the basement, it's been excavated. So it looks like you can kind of get into the basement, like the sub-floor of...
Are the bulldozers still there?
He didn't see any, or at least he didn't note the presence of any bulldozers. Maybe
he doesn't know what it is, so he's just like, I don't know.
Nope, he just can't see them.
Nope.
It's as if they don't exist. Bernard is in a very high state of denial. That's why he's not screaming constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Having been killed and is now back from the dead. Mm-hmm. He says that he did catch a glimpse of a hooded figure heading down the stairs.
Oh.
But it was a bit too... he didn't feel comfortable pursuing
How
this
many
figure
wolves
down
were
in.
Around? Were there lots of wolves? Are we gonna in our trip there? Are we gonna be eaten immediately?
I mean, there's a few here and there. It's not like huge packs of wolves. And you know they're kind of random. They're not patrol. It doesn't look like they're patrolling or anything. Mm-hmm. It just looks like they're kind of here and there, taking advantage of the fact that this town is now easily accessible and much less populated.
I'm gonna relay all that to everybody.
Right.
What time of day is it? Is it like morning? We don't have to worry about it getting dark.
Fuck,
then...
what time of day? It's during the day. It's time. Midday, sure.
So we don't have to worry about creepy things happening.
I sort of imagined that the sky is so full of smoke together with the fog that we can't really tell.
Yeah.
Listen to this world builder
over
here.
Yeah, how about that? How about you take over? Now it's your turn.
Fuck you, I'm the DM! It's morning and you can tell!
And it's a beautiful day on Sesame Street.
How close is Sesame Street to Goatsy Boulevard in Tivoli?
Oh, God! Stop it!
Sorry, Greg didn't vote. He's still in the call, so I'm assuming...
Oh, sorry.
Greg!
He voted yes! We should keep talking
That's
about
what
it.
That means, right?
Yeah, you never said that it voted no when it was the red hang
up. Well, I kind of just implied that the fact that he didn't hang up means that we haven't talked about it, but yeah, sure. Okay. I'm DM.
My reverie, I was picturing all the smoke in the sky and like little piles of red fuzz that are burning, you know, little Elmos and big birds.
Well, that took a dark turn.
Oh no, Sesame Street is destroyed. All right.
Well, where were we?
Well, Willa just said
Bernard.
What Bernard said.
Yeah, he shared with you the reconnaissance information.
Sounds like the coast is clear.
Right, pretty much. If you think wolves are cool, I guess Lank makes friends with wolves a lot, so. Or he did when I first met him. He's wolf guy.
It happened once.
It happened so many times. I'm confident
but that was
Lank...
the first impression.
Lank will be friends with all the wolves or will be eaten by them and I can run away. So either way, we're good. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's keep come with us.
Oh, no. Don't come.
Says Lank.
Yeah, sorry. I'm playing Lank now. No, but Blinsky doesn't know anything. I mean, let's...
Blinsky, come with us. You're high entertainment.
Well, we have to leave Yeska here.
Wait, Yeska's got a magic thing. Where did we ever nail down why it's now magical?
No, I looked at it and I couldn't tell.
No, we need to bring Yeska with us, or at least the
we should probably bring him with us. I feel like at this point,
I wonder if we should leave him with Blinsky and then just so that they can keep each other safe.
I feel like we come back and they're all dead.
All right, so it's either. Bring just the kid and the ball. Bring just the ball and leave him with Blinsky. Or bring Blinsky, the kid, and the ball all with us.
Or leave all the NPCs behind.
Right.
With another option. We can kill them all.
True.
Okay.
We should leave them here together. Like, Blinsky's been okay so far.
But let's take the ball with us.
True. Well, but why? Is that actually keeping him safe? I mean, he blew a hole in the wall with it.
Yeah, he blew multiple holes in the wall, and he's looking at the kid like, I don't think we can take the ball from him.
He seems to be kind of clutching onto it a little desperately.
You know, it's fine.
Okay, are you two comfortable staying here while we go investigate the mansion?
Yeska is a danger to all around him with that ball.
No, Yeska knows how to do it, right, Yeska?
I'm not gonna hurt this guy. Why would I do that?
Wow, your voice changed.
Yeska, sorry, a kid, he would know who the character is.
I'm not gonna hurt the toy maker. Is that? I don't know what the voice was. Was it just not a voice at all?
It was just kind of
Yeska hit puberty while we were gone.
It was Mickey Mouse.
Excuse me, I gotta go shave. I'll be right back. My pubes!
I gotta go shave my pubes. That's a very manly thing to do.
Yep.
We hear the ball firing. It's like, ah!
Extreme manscaping!
I'll wake you up in the morning.
Okay, well... You know, I mean, I'm the one that made that ball, so obviously I have the powers to...
Okay, so are we leaving them here?
I don't think it makes sense to take...
I think they're safer here.
Say that again.
Yeah.
All right, then let's go. Here. Lank leaves.
Lank left 40 minutes ago.
Yep. You look out the window, a wolf attacked him on the way. He doesn't even care. It's better than Blitzkrieg. Yep. Thank you, Wolf!
He exposes his throat to a wolf.
Yeah, he slathers himself in meat and goes running off into a wolf-infested area.
I think we're good. I mean,
okay.
Not to mention we can't say no to Bathwack anyway.
Right.
Wait, well,
I can't wait to say no to Bathwack.
We don't know that yet.
You wanted to leave him here.
Yep, and then that was the consensus.
Phew. So few, we averted that crisis.
So, you all head back out into the streets of Valaki. It's all very quiet. Now that you're more aware of what's going on, you hear some screaming in the distance. Nothing at all close. You had spent enough time in Valaki that you know your way back to the Vakhtar house. Hmm. Bernard knew, so.
Yeah, no, we would totally know.
Yeah. Will would know, especially.
I would.
This is his jam.
Oh, streets. He loves it.
Mm-hmm. He loves streets. Mm-hmm. And buildings.
Yep.
So, you head back to this these ruins, basically, and it seems very quiet.
Uh-oh.
Still.
Hmm. It sucks because we're going down into a hole. And
are
that's
you?
Like, isn't that just the worst position to be in?
Strategically?
What's strategically.
Are we actually going into the excavated part?
Yeah, let's turn around and talk about this now that we're in the middle of the street. This is the perfect place to talk about it.
Hey, guys!
Should I have Bernard head down the hole?
As a rat.
As a rat, right.
Or a snake.
They're going to kill him immediately.
Or a weasel.
Why would a weasel be in a town?
I don't know. You turn him into a weasel and he just looks like Will.
Hey!
Oh, the snap.
Butthole.
Guys, so Will is a ferret. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yeah. This whole time I should have been saying that. I'm a ferret. Well, and we haven't seen anyone around. All right. Do we have a red cloak? Doesn't someone have a red cloak?
What do we need a red cloak for?
Because that's what the guy looked like, and that's what all the followers of the cult look like. If we had a red cloak...
We have a multicolored cloak that we picked up in the...
Yep.
A robe of useful items.
Yes.
Maybe we could pretend that a cult member was like, hey guys, I invented this new outfit, and he heads down, he's like, this is what it looks like now.
This sounds like a Will plan.
Can you change how you look?
He can.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
But that would mean I would have to do it.
I couldn't disguise myself as Lady Wachter herself. But that would also include just me going down there by myself. Crap.
Let's just set... Can't he be like a bug? A normal-sized bug, or no?
No.
Could you bring us down as your prisoners or something?
Ooh. Yes! Can I really tie
Will's
you
up?
We're
just excited about tying up that thwack.
Yep.
Well, you can't, but we'll pretend.
Deal breaker.
I'm sure that won't work. We have to tie you up for real. And I have to sacrifice you to Strahd. I mean, I'm just kidding. What plan are we talking about again? All right. No, that might work.
Only a hog tie will suffice.
That's a good plan because, like, should I be dressed as a cult member or a Lady Wachter? I could, because with a cult member, I could, like, obscure my face with a. Did anyone see any cult members' faces that I could recreate? Because I wouldn't want to be a random cult member.
They might need one with status.
No, I just mean like I can't look like some stranger. I have to, this is probably a small town.
All of the cult members you saw, you killed.
Right.
Maybe they don't know they're all dead.
Maybe I could dress myself as Lady Wachter in a cult member's robe. So if somebody needs to see my face, I lift it up. And I pretend I'm Lady Wachter. Like, I just give them the nastiest glare. And they're like, oh my god, Lady Wachter's still alive. What about that?
Does anyone remember what we did with her body, like, yesterday afternoon?
If we were following form, we would have stuffed her in the toilet.
Yeah.
I think you buried all the bodies in the rear of the Baron's mansion.
Shit. That means that if they took the Baron's body, then they already know that Lady Wachter is also dead.
If you did a mass grave... I feel like, I don't think you buried her at the same time as you buried the Baron.
Okay.
So, ostensibly, it could be in a different, I don't think you would dig back up. I'm guessing you'd probably, just thinking back, I did not plan for this, so I'm trying to improvise on the spot as to what would be natural.
Right.
I think you would dig a separate new grave for new bodies to be buried.
Yes.
Because we wanted it to be as obvious as possible how many graves we were digging up.
There's got to be so many, like, rose bush areas and stuff in there. You've got to be able to plant it so that it doesn't look like it's freshly tilled, right?
Instead of this episode, can we just replay the one where we threw the dogs out the window? Just the best episode.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, what? All right.
So we just need someone to be brave and shove themselves down there. I'll do it, says Rafina. I'll do it. I'm not scared of anything because I hate everything because my cat is dead.
No.
I'm going.
You're going to die.
No, I shall go too.
No.
Oh, great. Two characters with a death wish.
Oh, no.
That'll just leave me and Will. That'll go really well.
Oh, that will
make for a good podcast. Yeah, Rafina, let's go.
Let's go. I'm going to vote.
I mean, I think that it's a good plan, though, prisoners, because at least it will distract them for a second while we get down there instead of them immediately attacking us. Right? So I could just cover myself with a red cloak.
Yeah.
How about the guy? I can try to make myself dimly aware of the way that the guy who carried the ball gown down the stairs, how he looked.
I could be a prisoner. You could, like, have me over your shoulder, and then when the fighting starts, you just drop me.
Right. Oh, you want to just go together and nobody else?
Right, if I'm the prisoner you caught.
With the creepy eyes, though?
Well, like, if I'm over Will's shoulder, I could have my face down so people don't see the eyes.
Can we send anyone who can get a message back to us? Like Nick or something?
Right.
Maybe I could take Lank and Nick, so at least I have two bodyguards. I mean, compatriots when we fight.
Emphasis on we.
Right.
We. I'll be your bodyguard, Will.
Says Nick.
Why don't we just dig our own hole on the opposite side and surprise them by coming in another entrance? No?
They won't hear it at all.
I have a jackhammer.
Alright, so the rest of Velaki is burned down around you.
Oh, you.
So, trying to keep the game going.
I think it makes sense at least taking a couple people, yeah. Because otherwise it's just...
If it's Lank and Nick, mm-hmm. If the two of us are your prisoners, mm-hmm. We can get the message back, and we can be a stopgap if combat begins immediately.
Yeah. So we need to tie a rope or... Because I don't think I have any manacles or anything. Does anyone have any manacles? Because otherwise we have to, like, tie a bit of rope, you know, so that I can somehow look like I'm tied, you know, that you guys are not just armed and ready to fight.
Yeah, I have rope.
Okay.
We just loop it around, like, loop it around me, loop it around his wrists.
Yeah.
That we can get out of it easily enough, but it looks like we're tied up.
Can I press it? No, I can't press to digitate that. Can I? I have to think of my spells. Oh my god, I probably could do something.
I can put 10 gallons of water down the hole. Maybe we'll flood them out.
10 gallons.
That's only if it were her down there.
I mean, how big is the hole?
My socks are wet. I'm being flooded out.
I have major image, but that can't. It takes it. So let's just try to, I guess, use a rope, and we probably have to roll for how convincing that looks. Maybe Bathwack has experience fake tying people up. Anybody? We look around, try to work on this.
Sure, I can tie a bad knot.
Yeah?
Not a bad knot.
Great at it.
A good looking
knot. We can roll
knot.
For it. We can figure out which ones are good and which ones are bad.
we'll stand there in the street doing this for 4 hours. All right, here we go.
Suddenly you're both caught in a Gordian knot. Literally the only way to untie it is to cut it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Cool. So what do you want us to do? Roll?
Who's tying it? Is it Bathwack?
And then I get to judge him.
Okay. All right, Bathwack, give me a dexterity check, and Will, give me a perception check.
Yes!
11.
Mine's 11, too. My perception is 11.
How cute!
We are best friends. We just don't know it. All
right. You guys nod at each other because you know that these knots are perfect.
Oh, no.
You're perfectly in sync. Mm-hmm.
We both have no idea.
They're, like, wrapped up in Christmas wrapping. It's, like, not even... It doesn't even look like a rope anymore.
Yep. It's a ribbon.
It's an absolutely perfect knot, but neither Nick nor Lank are actually in the rope. Like, they tied it around a rock or something. guys.
What? It's perfect!
Why you gotta say things?
Alright, so you've got a strung up pair of dudes.
Alright.
And what do you make yourself look like?
I'm gonna make myself look like, because do I have to roll to realize that if they have the dead body of the mayor reanimated somehow, they must also have Lady Wachter. Although we could go look at the freaking house. How far away is the mayor's house compared to Lady Wachter's house?
7 days.
God damn it. I'm just saying if we could run back and check to see if they have all the bodies. We can't.
You can do whatever you want. This is D&D.
He always says that, but he doesn't really mean it.
Right.
I absolutely mean it.
How far away is it? Could
it's
Bernard
up the
fly
street and up the street?
So, like,
this
just
is
a couple blocks away?
You're in a town. Like, this isn't, like, a
can
city.
Can I send Bernard to see if the yard looks completely gutted, like, bodies dug up everywhere?
Sure.
Cool.
Okay. So, Lank and Nick are fake tied up. You're all
standing there.
Exposed in the middle of
well,
the street.
I have my guys on.
Right. Okay. You're with some person in a robe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I make myself look like the ball gown guy, is what I was saying before.
Right. Batnard flies away, and you all just, you know, murmur. Peas and carrots.
Tick and tweet.
And Batnard comes back, and he says, yeah, there's definitely some of the yard dug up, but I don't think everything you buried at least looks disturbed.
We should probably not risk it, right? I should just be one of the guys.
That works.
Not Lady Wachter. Yeah. Does Bathwack have any input or Rafina? Should I be Lady Wachter or should I be?
I don't trust Batnard.
Oh.
I think he's lying.
What?
Okay, I don't think he's lying. I just think he's not sure.
Right. But should I risk it and be Lady Wachter and try to pull some weight? Or should I be just a peon guy that brings the ball gown to the ceremony? Nobody will even remember that guy. He's just a lady. They won't even remember that he's dead. Even if they all saw that he was dead, nobody will remember that guy. They'll be like, he was maybe the ball gown guy. I don't know. Was he dead? Who knows?
Can you not have two masks? Have both masks ready. And so, like, if you have Lady Wachter, they're like, oh, you're Lady Wachter. But you can't be her. And then you rip it off, and then you're beyond guy. You're like, oh, that
no,
makes sense.
I'm
or there's some
Steve.
Mechanism in the back that someone has to thumb, and your face rotates.
Just like the cat, human.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, okay. I'll start off as Lady Wachter, I guess. And maybe, do you think that I presumably could think I could do something like that? Like, rip a mask off and be like, no, it's me.
You'll just have to try it.
I'd probably make you roll for it.
You make me roll for it?
You should definitely put yourself into extreme danger.
That's whack! I mean,
that's whack!
That's so whack. Yeah, you're staying up here all cushy.
I tried to go.
No, not you. That's whack.
Just be, I would say be a peon. I feel like, yeah. I feel like if they saw, whether they know she's dead or not, if they see her walking up, she's going to draw attention.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be the peon. That's who I choose. Peon. I mean, I vaguely remember Rim, probably. I wasn't probably looking at his face a ton, but I know I saw him.
His face just looks like a dress, because that's what you remember about him.
I'm the dress-faced guy, guys. Come on!
Are you holding a dress? You are momentarily, as you change yourself into him.
Yep, because I'm trying to figure out like what he looked like, and I'm like, he was holding a dress, and then I, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Cool. So, you begin to make your way down. Do you go first, Will, or do you force your prisoners in front of you?
It depends on how one would normally carry. What kind of knot is it? Like,
am I walking or are you carrying me?
I think you're walking.
Yeah, I'm assuming Will's not carrying both Lank and
Nick. No, I definitely
no. I was thinking if Lank's over the shoulder and Nick's out in front, that way if somebody comes up from behind, Lank can slip down and cover the rear.
Yeah, sweet. Can I carry Lank?
Give me a strength check.
It's 1 pound.
Not one pound. I'm 14 and a half pounds.
think my cat weighs more than you.
Strength, you said?
What? Are you seriously only 14 pounds?
No.
As far as you know.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know.
My check is 8. Do I just drop him on his head?
You have trouble. You can manage it, but it's a struggle.
Lang takes a deep breath, Kirby style, so that he's lighter.
Lang only breathes helium. He sucks the helium out of the air. It's a little known fact about dwarves.
That's amazing.
All right, Will, let's get going.
There was a Yay! There was a different race of dwarves that only sucked in hydrogen, but they didn't last very long.
Oh, their humanity.
All right, so you head down. It's not as easy of a path to get down as it was before the house collapsed. It's basically kind of a crude, you kind of like have to hunker down and sort of make your way down in there. The stairs are basically not there. It's more of just like a kind of a tunnel that's been dug in there. And a path that leads through the sort of open room towards where the secret door was.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like that room is mostly untouched as you get closer. You can see a doorway into like the secret cult room that you had found Blinsky in. So you think maybe it was magically protected from damage or intrusion. Maybe that's what protected it from the collapsing burning house.
Mm-hmm.
But
when we get down there, can we stop and listen to see if we hear anyone in that room?
Sure. Everybody can give me a perception check that's down there, which is Will and Lank.
And Nick.
Yeah, I know.
What was it, perception, you said?
Yes.
13.
12.
Man, I am rolling crappily today.
All right. You don't hear anything.
Okay. I guess we got to keep going. We got to be confident, because otherwise I look like I don't know where I'm going. So I'm going to keep going.
Got it. All right. So you stride confidently as you can, holding this full-grown dwarf on your shoulders. And you make your way into this room, which, looks basically untouched. It's still there's this carved pentagram-y, summoning circle-y thing in the floor. And there is a figure standing with its back towards you, sort of far away, far distant from the door against the far wall. And you hear a voice, it's a male voice, and he says, what have you brought for me?
Wait, does he have a cloak on or anything like me?
He has a cultist's robe on.
Okay.
What news? What do you got?
Oh, not just news. I've got some of those people that caused all this. Gesturing at the house around us that is above us.
You got the ones who killed her?
Oh no. Oh my god, this is Galdar. Oh my god!
The figure turns around, and you can see deep in the hood of the robe, it is Galdar that is looking out at you.
And oh my god.
And he says, those bastards! And he seems flustered and at a loss for words. Meanwhile, we cut to the people left above, Rafina and Bathwack and Esmeralda. And I need you guys to give me perception checks.
Oh my god, Galdar! You went to the dark side.
13.
Oh man, 5 plus 3 is 8.
Alright, so we cut back down to underground.
Oh, no.
He says, they're back in town? Where are the rest of them? Huh? Where are they? You! Why are you wearing that? You're all dead. What is going on?
I'm not dead. I obviously am not. I'm dead? Of course I'm not dead.
Give me a deception check.
Okay. Oh, natural 20! Oh my god, I love that! That's like my only good roll tonight. I love that Will's good at that. I'm so excited. Natural 20 plus, what was it, deception? 26.
Wait. Okay. Right? Yes? Good to know!
Now I'm convinced.
Where have you been? Where have you been this whole time?
I had a plan. I had my own plan, and I'm sorry because I probably shouldn't have done that. I probably should have checked with someone higher in the order, but I had a plan. If I played dead, then maybe I would be,
Alright, shut up!
Okay!
Looks like you got these fuckers. Where are the rest of them?
I couldn't get them all. I'm just a lowly red cloak guy. I'm just very low on the totem pole.
Mm. Right, well, kill them, and let's find the rest.
Okay, but also, let me think of something. Kill them, and what'd you say? And let's find the rest?
Yeah.
But wait, we should probably check with the spirit of Lady Wachter. I just realized, like, because I was about to say check with the leader red cloak guy, but I bet it's Galdar. It's Galdar, isn't it? He's the leader. We should, wait, boss? I don't know what I'm
Here,
saying.
Give me the one on your back. I'll kill him. You take out the other one. You got them bound up, right?
But wait, I heard that the only way to dispose
he
of...
He starts walking
no.
towards you.
I heard this in my plan and when I was dead. I heard that the only way to dispose of these people that have been touched by the Morning Lord is if you get them all together at the same time. You've got to collect them all and do it all at once in a sacrifice
gotta
style
catch
fashion.
Them all.
Yeah. Yes.
Pokemon Go.
We got to go find Squirtle. He's on... I saw him right away.
All right, listeners, your next assignment: write a 5-star review and assign Pokemon to all of the party members.
Blank is Oddish, because Oddish is my favorite Pokemon.
I don't know what I would be. What's the saddest Pokemon ever?
Vileplume is one of the gloomy ones. Vileplume was one.
Sad always.
I don't think that's real.
Peek-a-boo-hoo.
That sounds legit. All
right, so we cut to the above group, and I would like you to give me perception checks.
Again? You're just going to make us do it until we perceive something?
No.
I have 3. 3 + 3 = 6.
13.
Oh no.
Okay. So we cut back downstairs.
Oh no. Oh my gosh.
What are you talking about?
No, I heard about it because I you know, when I played dead, I had to then follow them around. I was learning secrets. I saw some of the things they saw. It was terrifying and I was all by myself, but it was the only way. You have to bring them all together. They all have to be together. It's something about the Morning Lord. I'm too stupid to understand the enormity of it. But
okay, well let's incapacitate them. Let's hobble them or something. And if you're right,
no, they have to be. You can't like no shit. I can't lie about. I don't know how to do this. You have to hobble them.
Just pretend that you do it. They'll play dead.
Will Nick know? That's going through Will's head. Would Nick know?
Isn't he right there listening to what's going on?
Right, but it's Nick.
You hear a whisper in your ear. Use your magics.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. So I, you know, pretend to kick Nick, or I do a little bit. Because I'm Will, I don't pretend. I just kick him a little bit. Make him go wherever he was gesturing me to bring them. In the corner, hopefully away from Galdar. So he doesn't see exactly what I'm doing. Galdar, you cult leader. And then I put them down. Not nicely, so it looks bad. I don't know.
Just Lank.
Is there anything in this room? It's just an empty room. And so
there's
he can
like,
see everything
there were some chairs. Some of them probably got busted up in the fight. But it's pretty empty.
Okay. I'm gonna like throw Nick down as much as I can and be like my face is like sorry as I like throw him down to the corner and I, you know.
Ooh! Ow!
Says Nick. Roll a performance check.
He did.
He did. Ooh! Oh man. Okay. So then, yeah. Then if there's broken chairs, maybe I go over and get a broken chair leg to make it look like I'm hitting them in the legs. I hope that...
You hurl them into the opposite ropes. They come back. You suplex them.
I just realized that you guys like have all your weapons, and I feel like I should have taken them before we came down here. What kind of retconning would I need to do?
None.
Shit. Oh, really? I can just assume that I took...
No.
Nope? Okay, so they have all their weapons on them. All right, then I'm going to take Lank's thing.
Which one?
His big clubbing thing. Wouldn't that, if I had to hobble them, I'd his use maul. The big maul. Yeah, I can't even lift it. It's like Thor's hammer to Will. I cannot lift that thing. But then I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I don't know. They have to act, too. Like, that's the other thing. I have to be like, you in on this, guys?
I was like, this is never gonna work.
It's never gonna work. I'm so screwed.
Can't he text to their brains?
I can't. That's not my power. That's Nick's power.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. So I'm gonna, I guess.
As Will is making these preparations, Rafina and Bathwack, you both hear in your heads from Nick. He says, guys, the cult guy's down here, and it's Galdar!
Oh, crap. Bathwack's in the loo.
Oh no! Oh crap!
Oh crap!
He had too much beer, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, you need to tell them when you go to the bathroom, because they don't want you to miss anything.
I told you.
What, you want me to tell them? What, you're part of the, you can talk into the microphone.
That's not how it works. Tell us. You just peed. You have to say it. This is your penance. I peed.
And I'm sorry.
He can't do it. What are you doing? Come on.
I peed and I won't take no for an answer.
Yep, there we go.
There's your episode title right there.
So, what I had said was that Galdar had mentally communicated up to Rafina and Bathwack.
Nick had.
Not Galdar.
Nick
had. Galdar had said, hey guys, I'm here.
Nick had mentally communicated to both of you that, guys, the cult guy's down here and it's Bath...
Guess what, guys? We do bloopers on YouTube.
Yay. Guys, the cult guy's down here. It's Galdar.
Oh, what do we do, Bathwack?
Do you think this is like a new development?
Just a minute. I have to go to the bathroom. Just kidding.
At least you said it.
Please take your time.
We'll wait patiently.
Okay. Bathwick, do we need to go down there? Did I just say your name wrong?
It was a cross between Bathwick and Thidwick.
I think I need to end this very soon. He says 2 hours ago.
Galdar, I hate that guy. What are we gonna do?
Galdar.
And as you ponder this question, you'll find out what happens. I can't end there? Or should I end there? I can't. I'm not allowed. I'm getting the no sign from my producer.
I love the idea that as everybody's saying, like, Galdar is out with Bathwack and Rafina, and then when we turn around, it's Bathwack who's leading the cult.
Yeah.
Surprise!
Oh my god! Oh my god, my body hurts. I don't know if I've laughed that hard.
Is there even a precedent for that? Precedent?
No, my god! It was just so funny because she was trying to bring it back around.
Yep,
it was
she's
so
like
sweet.
Trying to like,
she was like trying
let's
to
get on track.
She's like, yo, I hate that
coming
guy.
From Rafina. Oh my god.
It's just so like in a sitcom, like, Galdar, I hate that guy. They're just. We're like about to be killed or whatever. Gilder probably. Gilder, I hate that guy. Oh, I'm dying. Oh my god, that's so funny.
You want to know what Tathak would do?
Yes.
Galdar, I hate that guy. And
I don't
then...
think I... Yeah, I don't care that you hate Galdar, but... But I don't know, does it sound like our friends are in danger?
This is why I hate having discussions with you, Bathwack. Yes, it does sound like our friends are in danger. What are we going to do?
Well, let's go down there.
No, then we will die too.
It's just Galdar, right?
It sounds like he's a crazy guy.
It's not the first crazy guy we've run into.
Lank is sort of lifting himself off of Will's shoulder over to Nick. Is like, did you actually tell him?
Like, they were all in the bathroom. Sorry.
I told them, but I just heard this like sound of like water hitting a pool of other water. I don't know what it was.
Lank goes completely limp on Will's shoulder for just a second in frustration. He's like, okay, fine. And jumps off Will's shoulder and draws his... You already have my maul. Draws his axe.
Dwarven Warhammer?
Yes.
That you can magically throw but never do?
Oh, magically throw.
Oh, I keep... Yeah, I do keep forgetting that.
All right, you two, give me one more perception check.
All right, we'll try. Not making any promises. Ooh, 19!
Yeah, me too, 19.
Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah.
So 22 for me.
21 for, or 20 for me.
You hear a low growling sound.
Uh-oh.
From around the corner of a nearby building.
It's Tiger.
And then you see a shape stalk out from around this corner. And it is, in fact, a extremely large saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, no! Oh, God.
Do you think it would like carrots?
Well, no, that may mean Rictavio's here. Maybe he can actually do some vampire hunting for once.
Too bad there's no vampires that you're contending with currently.
True. Maybe. Who
Maybe
knows?
He can do something.
I know, something, anything.
Something legendary.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like carrots, maybe he would like bunny slippers. Should we throw them at him? Are we worried about this tiger right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we go into the hole?
Why are you so indecisive?
You guys,
just trying to play the game with you. How dare you involve me in your decision making?
Please just stand here and stare straight ahead.
Lank throws his hammer.
Ooh,
that's exciting.
All right, so this hammer is hurtling through the air,
and I'm like, no, no, I can't believe he got out of his rope.
And the tiger hunkers down on its haunches, and suddenly the tiger is flying through the air.
Oh, ooh, cinematic of you.
Yes. So there's like a diagonal cut in the screen. You can see the one slow motion, the hammer spinning end over end as Galdar is looking shocked. His mouth opens in slow motion. You see this tiger with its muscles sort of flexing as it stretches out through the air with its fangs open wide, and you see Bathwack in slow motion going, "Why are you talking to me?"
Why are you talking to me?
You see in slow motion Will just shaking his head
like
in disdain.
Planned work. Like,
why do I make plans? And you just see Nick looking very excited. You see Esmeralda, but her face is just a blank mask because I've completely forgotten about her. And we'll see the resolution of all these slow motion events next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because yeah. We got that slow motion part down pat.
Right, yeah.
Oh, man.
That was
painful.
What the heck happened? Oh, my God. I swear to God. My face still hurts from laughing so hard tonight. But we did nothing. What did we do?
You talked to Blinsky, got some toys, you figured out kind of what's going on in the town, you went to investigate it, you discovered that Galdar is in fact a cult member.
Yeah. We did tons of stuff. Look
Alex
at us.
Peed.
Don't be mad at me. He's mad at me now.
Next episode, I'll be upstairs.
It'll be less fun, but we'll actually get things done.
Watching the two of you, especially there at the end, with like, why are you asking me about these plans? You looked like you were interviewing him because you were holding the mic up.
It's probably going to make for good audio. Especially since you're recording.
Engage with me. We're having a discussion. Meanwhile, we're getting like attacked and tigers are showing up.
It's like, that's good banter. Here, let's go.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.